Says Tony Montana over and over again.
What's his name?
Future.
Future.
What is he saying? Fresh off the banana boat.
I don't understand why you so think that's so funny. All right, well, we'll go with it.
He just says Tony Montana over and over again.
Yeah, your boy's crazy sometimes.
Well, I appreciate the irony. That song sucks. Turn that off.
Hey, good morning. Future. Bienvenue.
Future.
Welcome to the...
Is he the one that fucks Cardi B?
No, that's the guy from Migos.
Oh. Yes, Zen, sorry. Welcome to the...
I was just going to say, yeah.
Turn that shit off. Turn that shit off.
Leave in the back?
Just Tony Montana all song. I mean, all hour long. I don't like the way he says it either. That's not how you really talk, man.
Can I just read the lyrics to the song?
Sure, go for it.
All right, why don't you introduce everybody?
I want to make a parody of that song called Joe Montana.
There you go.
And I think we can get Joe Montana to actually.
Joe Montana.
All right, Joe Montana.
That's actually a very good idea. Yeah. I'm with it.
You ready for
100%.
This? You guys ready?
Yeah, we're ready. Mike
Tony
Murphy.
Montana,
hold on. This is Mike Murphy
Tony
speaking.
Tony Montana.
Wait. What's the next line?
Tony Montana, check up on my ears. Tony Montana.
I don't even
Tony
get
Montana,
that.
Tony Montana, I'm about to cop the Porsche. Tony Montana, Tony Montana, Tony Montana.
This is brilliant.
You leave me no choice. Take them to Tony Montana. Tony Montana, Tony Montana. Can I just read the first verse?
Keep going. No, keep going. I take over
the streets fresh off the banana boat. I come straight from the east where niggas split your cantaloupe.
Is that it? Is that all the words?
Just tell me where you want to meet. I'm coming with a gang of dope.
I'm coming with my crews. East Coast where black people shine your shoes. Wait. Is that the next line?
They made a music video
Joey
for this song.
Just say that afterwards.
Ed Rice.
Tony Montana, check up on my ears.
All right.
What does that fucking mean?
He's so, like, this is not that
perplexing. I should be checking up on my ears after listening to this shit. Tony Montana, I'm about to cop the Porsche. Tony Montana.
We're going to start the Creepy Corner Show.
Yes. Welcome to the Creepy Corner.
Creepy Corner Show.
Wait, one more, please. On the hood, you see the stallion.
Wait.
Passenger, a stallion.
All right.
I'm fine when you reading the whole
I've
show.
Never seen a... I've never had a show come to a complete halt before the show started.
And it just starts at that.
I just want to make sure you guys
the
know...
The show started out with our e-brake on, but we're... We're about to cut
the Porsche.
We're peeling
Tony
out now.
Tony Minteen.
Shut up.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, Murph's got a point here.
Welcome to the Creepy Corner podcast.
Yes.
I was going to keep doing that.
Welcome to the Creepy Corner.
Creepy Corner podcast.
Yeah. There you go.
If you're ever upset, just keep in mind somebody bought that song.
And somebody made him a star.
A lot of people made him a star.
Did he spell future right? I didn't even realize. I didn't see if he spelled it right.
I think he does spell it normal, actually.
That's ridiculous. Why wouldn't you spell it with a PH and an O?
Yeah, jazz
it
up. It
would be much cooler with a PH.
Like Fuch, R, and then just R.
We're going to change the name of our show to Future.
We should
just
turn the name of the show
future.
To Creepy Corner. Creepy Corner.
Make the beat.
Could you imagine make a beat? No. That fucking song stinks.
You seem to love it, though.
How could you not?
That song stinks.
And then?
There might be 10, 11 words in the whole song.
No, you said like 16 at least.
Good point.
It's better than that mumble rap. You guys heard mumble rap, right?
Wait,
that's
wait.
Sort of mumble rap.
You mean when he was going,
I don't even like that shit that's on that people love now. That hubba hizzy hubba hizzy
hubba hubba. You sound like you're having sex.
No, I sound like you having sex. I have sex like this.
I don't make noise.
Is that Frankie the weatherman?
No, I grunt. I grunt like a caveman.
What's your grunt? Wait.
Well, I can't do an impression of it. That's guttural.
Like that?
No, I just, like, I don't talk. I'm not a talker.
Like that?
Kind of, yeah. Man. I'm not a talker. I'm not a talker.
What does the guy say, though?
Loves it.
Gross.
Don't you hate talkers? It throws me off.
No. Some girls are pretty fucking good at it.
No, like what?
I've had some girls say some really
What's the weirdest
stuff?
Thing a girl's ever said to you?
Oof, that's going to take
Mine me. Was, I want to have your babies. While I was fucking her, I said...
That's weird for me, someone saying that to you.
I don't know. I don't know if I've ever taken a mental log. Let me think about this.
Well, you don't recently have a give me a recent one. You don't even have if you're that much if it's that backlog.
No, it's the usual stuff. It's not anything like crazy. But like
like you like that mama's gonna get like you like what mama got? Yeah. You like mama's pussy?
You want to put it in my ass? That was something the
That's
girl
cool.
said the other day.
Hey.
No, but it was like
very nice.
I didn't put it in her ass.
But you said
it was like a challenge. It was like you gonna put it in my ass soon? Like it was like wow. Yeah, like I'm working towards the ass.
Meanwhile, I'm coming. Yeah, that made me.
That
come.
Was nice. That was actually very nice. Oh, I think I finished right there. Like, yeah, and I wasn't even ready for.
That's
it.
Like a dirty, dirty
like,
right,
thing. That's it's happening.
I had a girl say to me one time when she was blowing me in the car. She was like, "Oh my god!" She's like, "How am I gonna fit this in my ass later?" And I'm.
That's
I was
it's
like
a pretty
done.
Good one.
What is it about the butt? It's a dirty little nasty little
also,
stinky place. Why would we what does it get why is that so hot?
Because it's just forbidden fruit. It's
right.
just the hidden orifice.
I describe anal sex as like when you go to the supermarket and you take something off the shelf and then you put it back in a place where it doesn't belong. It's the same thrill.
Hold
you
on.
See all the assholes licking ice cream.
I was just about to segue.
We'll
and
talk
this
about
is a
that.
Great
yeah,
thing to
great
segue.
Into. See, good. Murphy's good tonight. Look, we started out real kind of rocky with that stupid song, but then we're back on track. Yes.
He's gonna start
Let's talk
it
about
again.
That. Hubba, who's it? Hubba. Tony Montana. Tony Montana. Look at him. He's like
you love that song.
He's like somebody's Hesman algebra question.
I'll tell you what. When we end this show tonight, we will watch the video because none of us have seen it.
I just saw it when I was watching a little bit of it. It stinks.
Oh, well, Murph and I just found out. We talked about this song yesterday.
Which one?
On Sunday at my family's birthday party for me. And we were talking about Tony Montana. And my coworker told us it had a music video. We were not aware.
Really?
I have
this
not seen
This is the same
it.
Dude?
The same song.
The same rapper,
heard.
Future?
Yeah.
You know what's funny?
But we're ending the show with that. I don't want to get into it
The video probably had a $20 million budget.
Yeah.
Yo, when did black people stop trying?
And when did they start trying?
No, they started, no. Music, black music, see, this is the thing. That doesn't make any sense.
It does.
That was just blatantly racist.
It's so blatantly racist.
It doesn't
no,
make
it's
any sense.
Like, no,
nothing.
It's not.
When did they start trying?
It's an observation.
No, they work really hard when they're trying to get stuff.
You could call anything an observation.
No. When did black music start to stink?
2003, I
really?
Would say.
You don't think like that?
After my college years is when it went
Jay-Z
real downhill.
Started popping out.
Well,
that
hold on.
I didn't like Jay-Z. But yes,
we're
but
mixing
no,
up
but he's
black music
has much
with
more
rap
talent.
Music only. There is a lot of black music that doesn't stink.
No, but R&B has got an awful
I don't even
too.
Mean R&B. I
R&B
mean, there's plenty
is
of black
just...
rock, jazz people and rock and roll and big band things that are awesome.
But listen, R&B might as well be like the fan fiction we've read on our show, like the porn fan fiction. R&B now is just like, I'm going to fuck you in your mouth and come on your face. Yeah. Like it's just, it's so descriptive
R
and not
Kelly
artsy
was the biggest
at
R&B
all.
Thing probably in our generation.
But that was when, and
he
I'm,
fucks
I'm,
kids and pisses on them.
Yeah, but you know what? He has soul. So.
Yeah, pretty soon he's going to have fucking nothing because he's going to go away.
Oh, R. Kelly? Is he not away yet?
I don't know.
Yeah, he's already, he's been
he's
sentenced.
He's got it.
No,
be.
He hasn't.
Yeah, he is.
No, that's not true.
Look into that. I'm curious.
Excuse me. Wrong.
Are you
that's
sure?
100%.
He does have a lot of money. He'll make that
no,
case take like
no,
4 years.
No, the last time he got locked up, he couldn't even make bail.
Really?
He had to borrow money to
that
make bail.
That dude made millions
he's
of dollars
done,
in the 90s.
And that's why he's going to go down this time, because he can't pay anybody back.
Right, but that was before he
oh,
came out.
Oh, he's
going to
go down,
that
right?
That was before he came out with the closet song, though.
No, this is like last month.
I'm in the closet. I'm waiting for you.
Remember when they did him on South Park? That was amazing.
I'm in the closet too.
Do you guys remember when he sang the national anthem at a boxing match and they booed him out of the ring?
Because he was pissing on girls' faces?
Well, he didn't even start that yet.
So why'd they boo?
Well, we didn't know about it.
Because he was horrendous at singing the national anthem.
Yeah, but you're okay.
Wait, so I want to see this.
I'll bring it up.
Who's a? I just don't get that shit. It's
wait,
I think it was at a Bernard Hopkins fight.
All right, I don't even know who that is.
Well, you were talking just earlier about the ice cream. Like,
yes,
let's talk about
what's
that.
Up with this trend.
What do you mean? What's up with it? It's disgusting.
Yeah,
is
but
it
like,
a real
when
thing?
When did it start?
I always question the validity of these things.
No,
they have videos.
That girl totally did it.
Yeah, but who knows? After they cut, they take the ice cream and they buy it.
Suppose, you know, there's one
not
video.
Not for nothing. Just don't buy anything without the plastic fucking seal on.
There's a video. Some dirtbag takes like a whole mouthwash and gargles it and
spits it
back.
Yep.
But yeah. Well, it shows you how much people don't care who work at these places.
But I would never buy mouthwash without that little plastic seal on it. Like, you know what I mean? You're fucking dumb. Like,
right.
You deserve to
Do
get
you guys
spit
hear
in
this
your mouth.
Or no?
What is it? Wait, why don't we put it on the TV?
Anywhere.
I can't
What's
hear
going
it.
On tonight?
Well, we might as well hear this now because Mercer already doing it. Make it louder.
He's Shanghaiing the show with his music. He asked for one song, and now it's like.
Wait. What's.
What are we listening to?
No, this isn't the national anthem, is it? Oh, he did take some liberties here. I have to lean
I've
in.
Never
We're
heard
all leaning in close to each other over here at the Great Big Corner.
I've never heard the national anthem sung like that. Oh, wow. That motherfucker. He rewrote the song.
Yeah, he.
That's why they booed him, because he wasn't singing the national anthem.
He kelled that shit.
Yo, he looted that.
Oh, no.
He's
no,
like,
you don't actually say Spangled Banner in it, do you?
This is a wonderful country where you're able to piss on a little girl's face. It's amazing.
I'm actually pretty happy you brought this up.
Now, was he also fucking kids? Was that the charge on him?
He
was molesting
15-year-olds. It's not like he was fucking little kids. 14.
14 is a child.
I'm not defending it. It's a child.
That's gross.
Yeah. No. He's a total child molester.
Clap your hands, y'all.
Show them. That you didn't see any of the video.
Why? Oh, he's.
Yeah, wait, he got booed off stage?
It looks like they're into it. People are clapping in the ring.
I think people just, I think they just felt like they needed to be supportive of R. Kelly at that
yeah,
moment.
But that's not. But that's.
It comes up under
it's
the
also.
First
it's also.
Anthem's performances from Billboard magazine.
It's also a 10-minute song.
That was 2 minutes and 10 seconds.
I know it felt like forever though.
Yeah, he stinks.
And the real national anthem takes like a minute and a half.
He doesn't even last that long with the 14-year-olds.
Yeah. Oh. How could you?
So what you did there,
dude? Do you remember the first time you saw that video?
I never saw it.
Yeah. Oh, it was such low quality, and it was just.
Well, I'm sure he didn't hire a production crew.
No. But it was because it was like
it was
iPhones
phone.
Weren't invented. Right. It was like
it was like on a Nokia flip phone.
Yeah.
Like this?
I don't even think a Nokia flip phone was invented yet. Yeah. I think Murphy's right. I think it was more of like an old ass camcorder.
Remember when those the camera phone first came out? It was like an attachment you had to buy.
Yeah.
It was like this big.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Did you pee on a girl in front of it?
Me?
Because that's what we were talking about.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
You're peeing. I peed on a girl, and then I licked her ice cream in her freezer.
But
I put it back.
And the girl, she doesn't look like a child, but she was a child.
Well, supposedly
it's a blurry video.
There's new videos. He's like, yeah, look at that 14-year-old puss right there. Yeah, that's right.
What? Yeah, he actually says that?
Yeah.
Wait, are you making this up, or is this a real thing?
No, I'm serious.
He goes, and then he showed his face in the camera going, I am R. Kelly saying that I love 14-year-old pussy.
No. Just signing his own death warrant.
Oh, man, he wants to go to jail.
Yeah?
He wants
to. Doing the thumbs up shout out photo next to a 14-year-old vagina.
Either fame makes black people crazy, or that guy wasn't that smart to begin with. I'm guessing he wasn't that smart to begin with.
I think it's a combination.
Bro, he's remaining in jail right now without bond.
Well, I didn't watch the special, and I do not.
But he hasn't
on
been convicted
it.
Yet.
And he's probably gonna get off.
They're just holding him with no bail.
but I didn't watch it, and I'm not going to.
All right.
But apparently he got molested as a kid, and that's his excuse.
This is his Kelly, 52, is facing one count of conspiracy to receive pornography. Two counts of receiving child pornography. Four counts of producing child pornography. Five counts of enticement of a minor. And one count of conspiracy to obstruct justice.
If you're... RICO statute says child like seven times.
Well, he's
times.
Not in a RICO thing.
I'm teasing, but I'm just saying, like...
Your indictment?
Murder. Just bullet to the back of the fucking head, dude.
Yeah, he's...
He's not even relevant musically anymore, so just kill him.
Supposedly, this is at least four girls under the age of 18 beginning in 1998.
You don't think they should just kill him?
No, I think they should put him away with people who like to rape child molesters.
I think they could kill him just
so he could just get a taste of his own medicine.
I think they should kill him just for the music.
Listen, if he was put in general population,
yes,
they would kill him anyway.
He would never
last.
There was
dollars would put him in private custody.
There was just a story not too long ago where a guy in prison killed himself. He was in there for child molestation and stuff like that. Because he was,
you'd have to right away.
He was in fear that the other prisoners were going to torture him and kill him.
Yes,
so
and
he
they
just
would.
Hung himself.
Yeah, and they were right.
I don't blame him.
They do that. That's one thing they don't tolerate in prison.
There's a video where there's a guy. He was already in prison. He was already in prison for life, and they gave him a new fucking bunkie. And he No, listen to me. And they're interviewing the guy. This is in court, and he killed the guy. And the judge goes, "How do you plead?" He goes, "Guilty." He goes, "I killed the guy." He goes, "Would you like to know why?" The judge goes, "Yeah, go ahead." He goes, "The guy was telling me about how he raped and tortured some kid, and I told him he better fucking stop. He didn't stop, so I killed him with my fucking bare hands."
Yeah, good. High five that guy.
That still doesn't. Yeah. That's still illegal.
That's when you put out the fist.
Pound
for
fucking
for those
that.
At home.
And the judge
wait for fucking kids or for killing the
no,
guy?
No, for the second.
And the
thing.
Judge and the you know what the judge said?
The killing of the kid. Fucker.
You know what the judge said? Thanks for the story. Go not go to jail, asshole.
He was in prison already.
And he gave him $200.
Yeah.
Then he went past go.
Do not collect go, but do collect $200.
He collected
$200.
Yeah.
That's
collect
funny.
200 ramen noodle.
I think you should almost get like 5 years shaved off your sentence or something like that.
No, that guy was the lifer.
For killing a child molester?
I think there should be a death penalty for a woman that lies about rape. Like when you go to you try to get a guy like in prison for rape and it turns out the story's bullshit.
I have a story.
That she made it up, then I think she should get the death penalty.
I have a story. Somebody close to me, I can't tell the story on the air. But yes.
It's me.
I
yeah,
agree
you
with
can
you.
Say it. It was me.
Oh, yeah, it was you.
I got raped.
It's a guy, Banthony Smamhauser.
fat ass Anthony.
I love
Zen
how
fat.
Deep my couch is because you two look like you're about to cuddle.
It's crazy
because
you so
you're relaxing.
I'm not too close.
It's
to
not.
You.
It's not his fault. It's the couch.
This is where it feels like you're being taken by a current.
It's gravity.
It's like a river. It's yeah. like you're getting
it's
pulled
a fucking
downstream.
This is called chemistry.
It's great for when girls are here. Like you know what I mean? Because they just kind of fall into me.
But you said you can't fuck them on this.
No, it's hard. Your legs get all fucking weird. No, because it's so deep that your knees just like dip into the cushions.
You gotta
and
like,
just,
yeah, you gotta.
And
you gotta
if you're
it,
in
you
the middle, which you always are, you're always in the fucking middle. The middle's a problem because it's like a hard beam in the middle.
You should put a sheet of 3/4 plywood under here.
We should do a lot of things. We got to fix this foosball table.
Next time on the Creepy Corner, hardware advice by Mike Murphy.
Well, Mike Murphy is my contractor.
Yeah.
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 He helps me for free.
What the fuck was that all about?
That's right.
With the
angry.
Pinching of the ear for those at
hey,
home.
Hey, you see that? What's
Michael Murphy just pinched in his ear in a very flirtatious way.
Now here, I haven't been watching any videos about this, but there's something about a bagel guy or something.
Oh, the little guy that freaks out on everybody.
What's
but then
what's
the guy drops him like he's nothing. Should we
but
watch
the video ends. The video ends before everybody.
But
has
what's
seen
the claim to fame?
He has a million videos, apparently.
But why?
I don't. He has his own YouTube page. Anybody can make a YouTube page. We have a YouTube page.
I'd rather see the guy that drops him like a bitch.
The guy that drops him, apparently, you don't see his face.
You don't need
you just see
to.
Him grab him. You don't even know if he really drops
it's
him.
Fabricated.
He might have just shook him a little
it's probably
bit.
Probably
he's
bullshit.
Talking about something about girls on dating sites. The guy just like,
the
I've
guy
had enough
just
of this.
Fucking starts fights with people and flips on everybody. Chrissy Meyer put up like 10 videos of him in a row.
Why?
Of it's just him being a dick. Like, he just goes, he purposely gets in, like, confrontational situations.
He's not a big guy.
No, that's the whole point, is it's like he's 5'1".
The guy didn't
even
punch him. He just threw him on the floor like a bitch and walked away.
Yeah, like a rag doll.
So that, I think, I call bullshit on that.
I feel like he's doing it for fame.
If he has a YouTube page already, then he's fabricating it.
Dude, apparently he's got a ton of... I'll look it up.
Who's following this guy?
I don't know. We have... One of our fans is the reason why... Actually, I shouldn't say Chrissy Mayer. She said something about it.
She had him on the show. She had him on her show.
Oh,
right?
Is that what it was? All right.
Yeah.
So who do you call to book him? His mom? One
Zach for the Win is one of our fans, and he's the one that put up a couple videos. That's the only reason I know anything about this.
I don't fucking get it.
Well, there's nothing to get, dude. This is fucking America.
Man, did you see how that guy got dropped in the bagel store?
Let's give him a TV show. He's the man. He has so much more fame than we do, and we've been doing this for 5 years.
I figure this is the new Cash Me Outside. This is like the new 15
minutes. She's better than him.
This is the new 15 minutes.
I never even watched that originally.
That's pretty funny.
I still never saw it.
He's got about 5 minutes left.
I hope he dies.
He had t-shirts ready. He had like all this stuff.
Why is he called Bagel Guy? Does he work? Because
he got yoked up in a bagel store.
No, he's called...
Maybe he's Jewish.
No.
He does a lot of complaining.
The name of the store, I think, is the Bagel Dude, the Bagel Guy or something.
Bagel Boss Fight.
Bagel Boss. That's
what it is. Should we watch the video? I mean,
I'll put it on the big screen so we can actually hear it.
The name of the place is called the Bagel Boss.
This shows you how much America stinks.
America does stink.
This guy is a big deal.
You know what little guy deserves much more fucking fame than this guy?
You.
A guy we have talked about many times on this show. The little Turkish guy. I forgot his name. The one that goes nuts and punches everybody.
I don't know.
But he's like 3'3".
That's amazing.
He's a midget.
He punches people in the balls.
You might have not been part of the Creepy Corner yet.
Yo, I want to see
it's
that.
It's like Carmen's favorite person.
Better times.
Why don't we put that
call
on the
Carmen
next show?
In the Caribbean and see if he'll tell us.
Why don't we put that on the next show?
Dude, this guy's got a million videos. Yeah, this is
Why?
All for fame. This is all for fame. All complaining about women. Actually, 98% of it seems to be complaining about women.
Did he put that on his... Did he put that video on his YouTube
page?
I
don't know, because all this shit just kind of...
Get
viral.
Him out of here.
Yeah, that shit was... Well, first of all, it was filmed.
I can't even find his personal
Anything
page.
That I think is filmed that looks like it was conveniently filmed is always bullshit to
I
me.
Like how it's called Short Man Meltdown. That's pretty good, though. I kind of like that.
Who the fuck wants him?
Nobody. Well, he's doing better than we are.
Well, for 15 minutes, yeah. He can have his 15 minutes of fame. It's fine. No one's going to know who the bagel guy is in a couple weeks.
Well, he's always going to be known as an asshole, too. So let's not
forget
that.
But no one's going to care about who he is in a couple weeks. What's he going to do? Recreate? He's going to do Get Mad 2, the sequel to his video?
The little fucking turkey. I know what he's talking about.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Everybody.
But I want that guy.
And he's drunk as shit.
But that guy's awesome in my book.
Oh, dude, he's the best. Like, if we could get him on our show, that is somebody. Like, I don't want
is
the bagel
the
guy.
City?
The bagel guy's a douche.
We could probably offer him, like, 200 rubles. He might come. whatever silly money they
what
have.
What is it, 200 shekels?
Yeah, he's in the city. Istanbul.
Oh, he's in Istanbul.
I believe they used. I believe it's rubles.
So we're going to fly him over for our show.
The city's name.
Well, let's get him on Skype. We can get him on Skype.
Oh, God. I don't even know if I want to watch this. All right. We'll give it like 10 seconds.
That's all there is. He talks shit.
No,
the guy throws him on the
this
floor.
This is all right. You'll see. This is something that
are
I
we
think,
watching the Turkish
I think
guy?
We're gonna get, no. We'll go
we'll watch the Bagel
second.
Boss first.
We're watching
this
Bagel
makes
Boss.
Me sick.
It is sick. You're right. Okay. I'm with you on this.
Who
the fuck subscribes
because
to this?
It's 15 minutes.
YouTube
of fame,
should
dude.
Have a thing. If you subscribe to this thing, somebody should come to your door and
the
shoot you.
The guy's a
you.
Flash in the pan. That's all it is.
All right, so this is like an interview with
him. He's a faggot.
Jesus Christ. I guess he's not going to be on our show.
The same thing that's happening all my life. People think they're better than you because they told on you or whatever.
He's a liar.
He's a typical Long Island cuck.
It's News 12.
There's News 12 in Long Island, too.
Understand the concept of egg whites. So we have to say it about 3 times, and I verify. She goes, okay, I understand. I says, okay, fine. Then she's doing this with her mouth and looking at people and smirking and laughing, and I started to feel like I was being maligned. Or, you know, I felt like I was less of a person.
He does look
you
like
are.
He does look like a gnome. Like if you put a big pointy hat on his head, he'd be a gnome.
I says, what are you laughing at? I says, I'm a frequent here. So now they're acting like they didn't do
it. I'm a freak.
He's got normal guy face, though.
He's got big ears and a big old nose because he's a guinea.
I just mean he doesn't look little until you see his body.
They could attack me. They could, you know, they would jump me from behind. Oh,
I hate that fucking that New York accent, that Long Island accent.
Push me when I asked him I was
behind.
Didn't say nothing. He just turned around and pushed me. It's been on a long time. Anyway, so the video basically takes over from that. But the guy, the big guy hit me, and I fell down like this. This is actually from yesterday when I hit the ground.
Your little bruise on your elbow.
You're not Bruce Willis.
I accidentally hit the wood yesterday. I was taking.
Well, he's got like sausage fingers, though.
I accidentally hit my leg, but the bruise actually went down. But I hit my leg with a miniature Yankees bat. That hurt. Yeah, so then anyway, they take it upon themselves to put their hands on people when obviously it's.
But he was talking shit in the guy's face. He like he didn't knock him out.
He pointed in his face. I don't even want to watch this anymore. I don't like this guy.
This isn't the video, though.
Using me.
No, if you, all right, Zen, you have not seen the video?
This is an 8-minute interview?
I didn't see anything.
Yeah, well, we're
not
watching 8 minutes, obviously.
I don't know anything about this.
Put the real video on.
All right.
This was every radio show had him on.
Why is it okay for women to say, oh, you're 5 feet on dating sites? You should be dead? That's okay?
Who says that in a bagel shop?
Women in general have said it on dating sites. You think I'm making that shit up? Everywhere I go, I get the same fucking smirk with the biting lip. Shut your mouth. You're not God or my father or my force.
You're not God.
Dude, he is small.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry,
guys. Yo, he is small, though. That's so funny.
You probably haven't even questioned what bar so
Jesus
loud.
Christ, this is loud.
Yeah,
let's face it. Most guys
ads.
Don't.
I can't take these ads.
They're still using whatever bar their mommy bought for her little man.
But who's watching the video of that guy and they're like, man, we got to get him on the show?
Well, some people.
Because he's hot right now. He's
why?
Why are you getting mad, bro?
Why are you not mad?
You should be mad.
You will, believe
I'm,
me,
I'm with Murph
what,
on this
believe
one,
me,
actually.
One of your videos will go viral.
I don't even know what's going
to happen.
Whoa. All right.
What the fuck?
Forget it. We don't need to watch any more of it. Anyway.
All right. Let's just I'll comment so on what I saw.
Let's just calm down,
everybody.
Some guy
just throws him on the floor and the video cuts out.
I wanted to show him, but...
Do it!
YouTube sucks, man.
No, no,
YouTube
no.
Puts on
I get
ads.
The, I got the gist of it. He was acting. It's all bullshit.
Yes.
There's no way he would bring all
is,
that stuff up in a bagel
who
shop.
Who was talking about dating sites in a bagel shop?
He wasn't. Like, he brought it up. He's a little goblin.
He's a little goblin. Somebody made a smirk that he didn't like, and he turned it into this whole fucking
why
thing.
Why is this such a draw?
It won't be for very long, so don't worry about
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
it
will.
Don't get so angry. No, it won't be. It's done after I call Tuesday.
His mom came and picked him up from the fucking parking lot.
I think, listen, we're going to do a show next Tuesday. I'm pretty sure nobody's even going to know what Bagel Guy is. I was going to call him Gagel Guy. Zen's
well.
Our Bagel Guy.
I hate you.
That's it.
Were
why
you working
can't
there?
Women
were you,
on
were you
Tinder don't understand me. What?
Did you call him a faggot from behind like
no.
the counter?
That's what he should be called. That's what he is.
He's a so that chick, she thought that Latin girl was smirking at him. Meanwhile, she could have been just laughing at
him. What
anything.
If she was trying to... What if she liked him and he just fucked it all up?
Bro.
What if she was like,
yo,
you know what? He's little. I kind of want to suck
yo,
his
I don't
dick.
Care what the story is.
Little people like that should not wear shorts, though. They look like it makes them look like a child.
They shouldn't be around.
He's
at
wearing
all.
A pair of Asics.
He's got.
I got Asics.
Again. You see what I'm getting?
He's got fifth grader shorts.
I'd rather book you.
He's got fifth grader shorts on, this kid.
No, but he's a little guy. He's like, I don't, you can't call him a midget because he's over 5 feet, mm-hmm. but he's like just over the
I'll
line.
I'll call him a midget.
I mean, no, we could call him a midget.
Yeah.
Shut
the fuck
scientifically.
Up. You're not my father. You're not my boss.
No, he goes, you're not God.
You're not my father.
You're not my boss.
You're not God.
I feel like he had to go in there with like all of those words in his head already. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to go in there and start some shit.
But I'm not understanding. Who saw that video? They're like, I got to get more of this guy.
I must have him.
Why?
We just watched the video.
Yeah,
well,
that's it.
I wanted to watch it.
I don't want him on, though.
I wanted to watch it
just I don't want
to
him
see.
As a guest. I would
what?
I would smack him.
Yeah, what was he talking
about? Why don't we beat him up on air?
But
you
want to
just hire him on and beat him
he's
up?
He's probably got security now. He's probably caked up.
Dude, we'll get those like stupid like comical what are boxing gloves.
I feel like you could rent him for bachelor parties.
What, and just dwarf fucking throw him?
Yeah, you're good at that. You're good at tossing.
What?
That was a good callback.
You're
right
good
there.
At that.
Speaking of which,
no. For those at home, Murphy threw my little cousin in the pool.
Well, let's talk. You had a birthday. You had a birthday party last weekend.
Yeah, we can talk about it.
Everybody was having a good time.
Yeah, it was so Justin's whole family's there.
It is a birthday party at my
you guys
at my
are there,
parents'
so I
house.
Can't really
they have a pool.
Too much about it.
They have a pool. We all
above ground.
Murphy showed up with a bottle of whiskey. It was gone in like 15 minutes tops.
I didn't drink it.
I'm not saying it was all him. It was 90% him. Damn. Oh, listen, everybody was drinking.
Bless you.
I am not calling out Murphy.
Hey, you definitely called him out there. He said,
oh, no. But
said,
there was other
90,
people there that were drinking.
90%, it was 90% him.
I'm calling him out on that bottle. But everybody drank a lot. Even people that don't usually drink.
Right.
Like my own dad drank.
Good
so
man.
You guys were frolicking
and
in the pool?
Yes, but I'm throwing my little cousin around.
How old?
I think he's six.
First grade, so that's about six.
Yeah. But I'm throwing
he's
him vertical straight up.
He's older than six.
He's not
older. He's a tough six. Guy.
He's at least seven.
I don't even think
he's lying
seven.
About his age already.
I don't even know if he's six. I mean, he might be five. But anyway, so I'm throwing him up straight in the air, and he's loving it. He keeps asking me, you know, when you're a little kid, there's nothing better than somebody throwing you straight in the air.
I still love it when people do that to me.
Just takes a couple more now.
I still love that when several people do that to me.
With several crowds.
It's like stage diving at a concert now.
Yeah.
Or crowds.
I don't even think that would work.
But so they can float you on top and just let you go.
I'm a little bit
less. You're not getting airborne.
I'm a little less heavy on
we can
water.
Shoot you out of a cannon into the pool.
But Murphy, in his defense, it was just bad.
You mean drunking Murphy?
It was just bad timing. He grabbed
stinking drunk Murphy.
I wasn't belligerent at all.
No. This was early in the day.
I
didn't
say you were belligerent. I said you were stinking.
He wasn't belligerent at all day.
No, he was fine. Even if he chugged a whole bottle of vodka, it wouldn't have like kicked in yet. I mean, the bottle of whiskey.
Right.
It wouldn't have kicked in yet.
I'm a drinker.
Yeah, no, me and Murph could drink. I know Murph when he was drunk.
I got you.
He was just all being right. Fun, Murph. But to those who are around us, we're swigging straight out of a bullet rye bottle.
Right.
We're in the pool. It's 90 degrees.
Cursing up a storm.
I'm throwing the kid. He's having a good time, but I'm related to him. Murphy's not. Murphy grabbed the kid and threw him, and he
No. I didn't just grab him. I asked permission.
He asked him, but he's 6 years old, so he doesn't really understand
what permission
is. He's like,
yeah, man. I'm like, I'm
going
to throw you all the way over there.
The key words,
he said, yeah.
But the key words were having a good time.
I kind of sidearmed him.
So instead of going up, went across.
It's so funny. So when he threw him, and I think the kid's fine. Let's say that right away so we can laugh about it and not be evil.
Well, physically.
The kids, mentally,
horrible.
I don't know.
Mentally, he's probably got a lot of PTSD.
No, they got along afterwards, sort of.
We smoked a blunt, everything.
But
yeah,
Murphy,
it was his blunt, which is weird.
But Murphy threw him like he was skipping a stone on a lake.
That's not what happened.
He just heard,
and his grandmother and his aunt are right there, and they were horrified.
Right. They were doing like the sign of the cross.
The kid was fine. Murphy did not hurt anybody.
He was put on a show.
You kind of put on the show. But it was so. But here's the thing. The kid almost hit the post at the pool.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
Nah, he wasn't.
One more skip.
Was it above ground?
One more skip. And he was losing teeth.
That's not true.
Yeah. Of course, the kid was okay after.
This
like he
is
just
so exaggerated.
The kid wasn't shaken
up by
it at all.
He was never not okay.
No, he cried for a little bit because you know he just lost his breath for a while.
He got scared.
Well, he swallowed water because Murphy threw him.
Murphy threw him through the water instead of over the water.
He threw him like how Jaws attacks you in the movie.
Did you ever see? Did you ever see those old westerns when somebody slides somebody down the bar?
That's pretty fucking cool.
It was a good time.
He he picked him up and he slid him across the bar.
We were in a shirt, so we were in a shirt. Dun, we were in a bar.
Dun, 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 dun,
he didn't have a shirt, but that's kind of what it looked like. Like, he went to throw him. I know he didn't mean to do what he did.
Right.
But the kid totally, like, belly flopped, like, four times.
No, he didn't. Come on. That's horrible.
Dude, he made so much noise. And everybody got quiet.
You were falling in midair. He was not happy. I was like, fuck, man.
Yeah, no, kid. Everybody was polite. Nobody yelled at Murphy.
You know,
but
he
was just like, all right, keep him away from
was
him
not
now.
Happy.
You know, you see this kid in his future, like putting glitter in his beard.
Well,
shit like
little,
that.
His little sister's only like three, and she called Murphy a poopy head for the rest of the night. So that was pretty good.
You're a poopy head.
Yeah, pretty much. That's actually pretty accurate.
And what did you call her, Murph?
I was horrified, but I felt awful.
It's so
I didn't
funny
even
now.
Retaliate.
The kid was fine. He just swallowed a little water. It's my little cousin. He's strong, you know.
I'm like, come on, man. You're all right.
You can't talk to a five-year-old like that, 6 years old.
He was just five. Now he's two.
No, I think he's six. I think he's six.
Hey, you want to fuck? Hey, I'm going to throw you across the pool.
That's not how. That's not how it happened.
He called him a fag.
Nah,
it
didn't happen like that.
Hey, get over here.
I felt horrible.
Come here, fag.
Come here, fag. I feel bad just talking about it. Bro, he was fucking horrified.
Later. What are you watching?
I put splash sounds.
Oh, okay. I didn't
splash sounds. Like, come here, fag.
It's gonna sound good later. I didn't know you were saying
him a fag.
I would hope not.
I felt horrible, bro. It
come here,
funny.
Poon.
Come on. This is a funny story.
He called
though.
He called
for
him
you.
Spoon. He called
everybody's
him Spoon.
Alive. It's a, dude, it's a funny story. You grab
it's always
child,
funny when everybody's okay.
You grab a child that you're not related to and threw him
right,
in the worst
permission,
way ever.
Permission, parental permission, personal permission.
Yeah, because they didn't know what you were going
to
do.
I want to see what it looked like when everybody was staring at Murphy as he's trying to get out of the pool.
It was like he was bowling.
You see Murphy,
there should have been Benny Hill music in the background.
You see Murphy sheepishly trying to get out of the pool. Everybody's like staring him down.
No,
he
did the opposite. He kind of just sank into the water.
I felt horrible.
And stayed in. You stayed in the pool for like 6 hours.
That's hysterical.
Like, we were all pruny.
You know what I did then after that? I pissed Murphy. All over the place.
Poor Murphy. Yeah, you were so full of water.
I felt bad. That was nuts.
Kid's drowning.
But the way that you could tell Murphy didn't have a bad bone in his body. But the way the throw went, it just looked so bad. Like, right. It just went totally sideways. And the kid, literally, he skipped like a stone.
Is it a round pool?
It's like an oval pool.
Yeah, so there was.
If it was round, it would have been okay. No, because it was oval, the edges are thinner.
Oh, he threw him that way.
He threw him, yeah,
not
from
long
one
ways.
Side of the zero
Don't
to the other.
Him.
And
don't listen to him.
It was a good fucking
but
throw.
But he threw him. It wasn't a good throw.
And then when the kid came up, he goes, are you gay?
No, I don't mean it was good to do that. I mean, it was a fucking, if he was a football, that would have been a good throw.
But there was no air. He just kind of pushed him in the water really
hard.
That
was my kid. I would have fucking went nuts.
His parents were the calmest people ever.
It's like he'll be all right.
My aunt wanted to kill him though. Yeah. My aunt was just like,
it was a long day for the for.
She was just like, can you keep him away from my grandson? She said
that
to me.
I don't care. It's too late.
I felt bad. I was like, oh shit, I'm sorry.
Tell her to fight me. You know where to find me every Tuesday, kid.
That's
right
a
here,
challenge.
Bro. Right here, bro.
That's a challenge, Donna.
Right.
Come
I'll,
find
I'll see you in the pool.
Yeah, I'll see you in the pool.
Right here, bro.
Yeah, I ain't never left.
It really wasn't bad. It just looked bad. Like, you
That's
know when
funny.
Something just looks awful?
But own it. It's great.
Yeah, it was
fucking
funny.
Everybody does that. Everybody has an embarrassing
fucking.
No, and
the kid was fine. It was just an awkward throw. He didn't mean to be awkward.
It was a good toss.
It was not a good toss.
He went flying.
Yeah.
It's like if you get it's like if you get drunk at a party and you're hitting on somebody's girlfriend and everybody, like, realizes
I wasn't
it.
Hitting on him.
No.
No.
No, I'm just.
I wasn't. He's not my type.
It wasn't hidden.
No, but if you know, it's like embarrassing like that. Like it's like a
yes.
faux pas. You know?
No, you think you're having a good time, and then like the record stops. And you're
right,
like,
six hours later, everybody forgot about
right.
it.
Nobody
no,
forgot about it because you kept talking.
You know what's funny?
It.
They're gonna forget about it, and the minute they see you again, they're gonna remember.
Keep him away from
I'm
him.
I'm going to go. Oh, remember when? Do you remember when he was really drunk and he threw that kid across the pool?
I know, but that's. But they don't know that.
See how defensive he's getting, though? Yeah. He was like that for about 4 hours in the pool.
Well, that's how you know he doesn't do heroin anymore, because you go, you're doing heroin. He goes, no.
Nah.
I'm not doing heroin anymore.
I didn't do shit.
Well, you were really drunk and you threw that kid. I wasn't even drunk!
No, not
I
yet.
Drunk. I wasn't even that drunk yet.
Right after that, I was.
Yo, you shooting up, Murph? No. Nah, I'm not. I'm good. I'm all right.
He wouldn't have been able to get the distance if he was shooting up.
Yeah, I would have been fucking asleep in the car.
That kid wouldn't have made it 12 inches if he was.
Oh, you dirty cocksucker. He just fucking farted.
But he kept. Dirty. And then, so the kid finally calmed down, my little cousin, and wanted me to throw him like a million more times.
Right.
And then every time I threw him vertical, like how you're supposed to throw a child.
Right.
And Murphy was just like, "That's so much higher than what I did. That's so much higher than what I did. Why isn't he getting yelled at?" He was like that in the pool.
The reaction, oh my God, grab him. That's what made it worse.
Well,
and Murphy was just like, "You're all
right." You know what happens? That's right. Yeah, probably everyone's. You know that you do scare a kid if you like start going crazy.
That's exactly
when something happens.
One person in particular,
because the kid just feeds off your vibes.
Yeah. No,
really, something's wrong with me? I'm gonna die.
You would have thought that I punch him in the face.
No, my little
might
cousin grabbed him and was like, "Oh my God!" And that made it worse. Obviously,
right? Because you get scared, and then the kid gets.
He actually enjoyed it.
He probably did, to be honest with you. But he did. He definitely got a mouthful of water. And he's like a 5-6-year-old kid.
Right. Plus, you said he just learned how to swim, so he's really a little shaky.
He had swimmies on earlier in the day.
Oh, my God.
He did. I'm not lying.
Can you imagine if it was just him and, can you imagine it was just him and Murphy around and nobody else? He would have drowned.
I feel fucking even worse now.
You know, Murphy would have threw him, and
such
then
a funny story,
Murphy would have
though.
Threw him and forgot about him. He's like, "Well, whatever. What was
best,
I doing?"
The best I'm not retarded.
His dad's gonna listen to this and laugh his ass off. His parents did not care because kids are tough, and parents know like your kids could pretty much
It really wasn't
deal
my
with
fault.
A lot of shit.
Yeah.
It's the aunts and the grandmothers and the
permission.
Other people that don't have.
I asked permission. I explained what was going to happen.
That doesn't help it.
I mean, I remember me.
No, you said, can I throw you? But then you threw him very differently than he was getting thrown.
Kids throw that. Yeah, real creepy. Like,
my niece is too.
Hey, can I throw you?
I feel like you should have swung him around by his ankle and thrown him like that.
No, you can't do that.
What's your niece's catchphrase now?
I love his
gay.
His 2-year-old niece says gay.
She's 2.5.
2.5. She's learning quick.
Does she say it like on command or just when she sees you? She goes,
no,
gay.
She knows what
she's going to be so
she
much.
Knows what she'll be set if she sees two guys.
She's going to be so much funnier than Amy Schumer. Wait till she gets older.
She sees guys in like striped tank tops and like.
She's just calling people fags everywhere she goes.
Fags, she doesn't say.
She will. That's her next
word. She drops
word.
Hard F's here and there, which is the
like fuck?
No, Frank. Swing. God, I hate
Murphy that. Did not intentionally hurt any children. We'll say that right there. That's our disclaimer.
My daughter's starting to curse now.
I mean, he sort of hurt a child, but he didn't mean to.
Emotionally.
He definitely did emotionally.
Fuck.
Believe me, that kid's gonna listen.
That kid don't even remember.
He
now.
Made that kid better for that. One day he's gonna be 20 years old. That the kid's gonna be on Instagram. He's about to lick a fucking ice cream. And he's gonna go, hey, remember when I got my ass kicked that one time in
Nobody
the pool? And
he's
gonna put the ice cream back, and he's gonna be like, ah, fuck. He's like, I should have more respect for myself and for other things
because he got scared straight.
Right.
Yeah. It's 6 years
these
old.
Other kids. See, these kids are licking ice cream.
I wasn't
and putting
trying
it back.
To make a point.
These were all kids named Connor who were put in a corner.
Nobody thinks you were really like fighting him,
bro.
You just had a bad, awkward throw.
No, it
and
was a good
it was
throw.
It was in front of like 40 people.
It was a very stupid reaction.
Well, it did look a little dramatic. I saw it. I was right there.
Yeah. You imagine how it felt?
I guess.
You imagine how it felt for the
I
kid?
I was like, oh shit! Like when he did.
The kid. The kid, I mean, everything is like so much bigger for the kid. Like that you probably felt like he was throwing 50 feet.
So what else is there to talk about?
We did. So me and Murph did the Pressman Hour yesterday. Let's talk about the Pressman Hour.
Yes. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about
me and Murph went down. I mean, unfortunately, you were working.
Yes. No, I wasn't working. I just wasn't around.
Said something. Yeah. So it's only been three of us doing the podcast for the past 5 years. So.
Who? I don't even know.
Yeah, there's just me,
about.
You, and Murph.
Yeah. Danny?
Remember Danny. I remember Danny. That's about it.
Yeah, he's
next been
week
for we're
gonna
have a special guest, Carmen.
Let's not count on that.
Facts.
Go ahead. How was the Pressman Hour?
It was great, man. We met in the city. We had a great time. Me and Murph, we drove down. Murph's a maniac in the car.
But I'm not, though.
You are. You are a maniac. Very scary
like
person to be in a car.
I drive good. I just don't take no
I'm not
shit.
Saying you don't drive good.
He was threatening to swerve into people. They were trying to
you're a very angry, angry driver.
Screaming and cursing. It's real fun.
Take no prisoners.
Take no prisoners.
Carmen, or that kid that sometimes comes on, shits his pants every time he's in Murphy's
car. Oh, yeah. I enjoy it. It wasn't bad for me.
But that's Carmen's fault for being a pussy. I'm not.
Facts.
Yeah.
I'm used to it. I drove pretty decent, though.
I'm not a good backseat driver.
In
I like
defense,
to drive myself.
I did have several drinks at the Heritage before we left.
That's true.
You probably shouldn't say that.
Shame on you. Shame on me.
Of Coca-Cola.
We get
and
down
that,
to
and
the
Pressman.
There was Coca-Cola in them.
He had nose
get
beers.
Get down to the press.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
Angela and Stacy were very they're great as ever. Really, real sexy time. We all got naked.
Well, you guys told me you did in a hotel room. That's nice.
It was a suite in the Wellington.
No, there was a little nice hotel room. We
Where
talked
is to this in the city.
Right in mid. We call it Midtown.
Now, did they stay there?
You know, it's funny because she
or
offered
is this
room.
Like a motel?
She got the room, but she realized she had
from
to
the
be
Wellington
down
Hotel
in Jersey the next day, at like
she was
4 in the
Brooklyn.
Morning.
Angela had to do a wedding photo shoot in Brooklyn.
Oh, Brooklyn.
So instead
oh, yeah,
of staying,
she's a photographer.
Instead of
that's right.
In Brooklyn, she decided to stay in Manhattan.
It's not that far, I guess. I mean,
well, we had a great time with them.
That was
they're
awesome.
Little
I
sex
like
monsters,
that.
You know. She's, I think Stacy was wearing cowboy boots, which is weird.
In July?
Yeah, with socks on.
Stacy?
Yeah.
What's going on? I'll tell her to her face. That's weird.
Yeah, we had a good time. We talked about her.
Was the room air conditioned?
We talked about her Jewiness.
Barely.
And we talked about Angela's shitty.
I'm sure there was a lot
father.
Of talk of her Jewiness from what I've heard from you guys.
Well, it was fun. No, we all ganged up on her and talked and made fun of her dead dad for about an hour.
Jesus Christ!
Nah, it was a weird thing.
We just made a Jew joke, and I said Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
I
it was a weird thing. Well, too. Jesus Christ was a Jew. That's fact.
Jesus was a Jew.
He changed his name when he got in the show business to Christ.
Big up JC.
Hashtag Christ.
Before that, it was
Crizzle.
It was
Crystal.
J Crizzle.
It was Krinkelbergerstein.
J Crystal.
J. Jay Crystal.
Can we make that a shirt somehow?
Well, it's definitely going to be the title of the show, Jay Crystal.
I don't know. We got a few here.
Jay Crystal needs a rap video.
The Ten Commandments.
I think he appears on Tony Montana.
Jesus Christ.
The Ten Commandments.
Yeah. That's
honor
all.
Your mother.
Facts. It would sell.
What would be the first one if it was wrapped? Let's pretend it's not the real Ten Commandments.
What would be the real Ten Commandments?
Well, what would be the Jay Crizzle or whatever his name
Jay
is?
Jay Crizzle.
what would be those?
Jay Crystal.
Jay Crystal.
I like Jay Crizzle better.
What would be
Yo, what's up, Jay Crizzle?
Jay Crack.
Jay Crizzle.
Yo, that shit's fire. Yo, that shit's Jay Fire.
What would be his Ten Commandments?
Thou shalt not get high on their own supply.
There you go.
I think that's like 10 crack
ones. That's a crack ones.
Oh, okay.
What's the first real commandment for real?
Thou shalt not kill.
Kill? No, that's the fifth one.
Oh, no false idols.
No other god.
Yeah, thou shalt not worship any false
idols. All right,
even if
so
it's
let's,
a rap
let's
god?
Think of a Jay Crizzle line for that.
Who knows all the 10 commandments? Go ahead. I want to hear you.
Like, follow your baby father. You know what I mean? It's just something like
thou
that.
Shall not
all
smoke,
the Ten Commandments?
Thou shalt not smoke a home.
I think I know them all.
Only smoke Newports.
It's thou shalt not worship false idols.
That's the first
Two
one.
Two is keep the Sabbath holy.
Is that what the second one is?
Yeah.
That's probably the only one I'm going to miss. I think I know
so
the rest.
So as we're losing all our Muslim followers right now.
No, Sabbath.
Yo,
no, we're making
alokum.
Fun of Jesus.
Shalom
I'm pretty
alokum.
Sure. I'm pretty
hot
sure.
Hot salami and
pretty
bacon.
Sure Afghanistan just tuned in.
Now calling in
oh,
from.
These guys are good.
Wait, is Shall Not Kill like, is Shall Not Kill the fifth?
Shall Not Kill is the fifth.
So there's like two more before killing somebody?
Don't be catching bodies.
The third
that's,
one is
that's,
what?
The fifth is
no,
don't
no,
be
it,
catching
it,
bodies.
No, it's don't get caught.
The fourth is your parents. Isn't the fourth your
the
parents?
The fourth one is honor your mother and father. That's before killing somebody?
Yeah, killing's fifth. I know killing's Yo, fifth.
So you can kill somebody as long as you're nice to your parents.
Just don't kill your parents.
Listen, father, I killed 10 people.
But I love you, Dad.
Did you respect your poppy?
Did you respect your poppy?
Yeah, nigga.
What was three?
Did you respect
your pappy?
Wait. All right. Hold on. Maybe the parents is the third? So it's no other gods. What's the second one?
What if it's the God?
Keep the Sabbath holy.
God.
The God.
Keep the Sabbath.
Keep the Sabbath
holy. Honor your mother and father.
That's number two.
Four is you shall not steal.
Always cut me short on a newbie.
Wait, steal is before kill?
I think so.
Not for nothing, but this is sounding right.
You know what? The Bible was some weird times. Like, you know what I mean?
I could be wrong.
Well, I think killing people is just...
We're going to look it up? Now I'm curious.
I'm going to Google that shit.
Which answer? Should we guess the rest of it?
We probably have a lot of Christian comics. Okay, let's guess it.
Don't fuck your neighbor's pig wife.
Yeah, well, I think that's nine.
That's, yeah, you shall not covet thy neighbor's
that
wife.
That should be zero.
You shall not covet anything that belongs to your neighbor's
that,
number
That should
ten.
Be encouraged. Wait, say that again?
Okay, so the fifth one is shall not kill. Sixth one is... What?
You shall.
I'm sorry. I'm looking at your belly. It's just sticking out.
Well, because this fucking couch is sucking
me
all the way down.
It is. It's a 20-foot couch.
You shall not. You shall not. Right. You shall not work.
No, it is very hard to lay on that couch without completely lounging. Like you can't.
Don't humor me, faggot.
You can't sit like a businessman.
You just like my fat body. You like my fat belly.
No, I got to think about you when I lay back down and after people leave. I'm like, oh man, where did it
think
touch?
Think of my hip. My hip. Who's that hippo sitting on my fucking couch?
Wait. So wait, what are the other ones? Murph, you were just saying one.
I got
Thou shalt not work.
That's the Black Commandments.
Jay
Crizzle.
Jay Crizzle. Yo, the first thing that comes up is in Spanish, of course.
Shout out to my man Jay Krills.
My man Jay Crizzle.
I like Jay Crystal.
Always blessing me.
Yeah, facts.
Always blessing me.
Faximus.
All right. There's oh, that was it. Okay.
Okay,
so,
let's hear it.
First one is
the God
don't worship
one.
Anybody but me. I'm God.
Yeah, don't get a gold horse.
No, this is not right.
Keep holy the chicken.
Keep holy the chicken.
Was it a horse or no, it was a calf. I'm sorry, it was a golden calf. That's the whole
what
story.
Is?
That's why the Ten Commandments came out, because they were worshiping a golden
I
calf.
I wasn't even really around for that.
Oh, you weren't alive yet? Okay.
Just missed it.
Just missed it.
It's true. It is.
Oh, we gotta get these audio clips. Holy shit. Zeb, what's going on? How hard is this?
They just don't give it to you.
What, are you sending an email to somebody waiting for a reply?
he's emailing his pastor.
Hey, listen, pull your finger out of that kid's asshole. I got a question to ask
Monsignor, please tell me what the rules are.
First one is, I am the Lord your God. You shall have no gods before me.
Okay.
Second one is, you shall not take the Lord's name in vain.
I that's forgot about
was.
That.
That's
pretty much
killing.
What we're doing right
Jesus
now.
Jesus Christ.
But that's before killing.
Yeah, Jay Krizzle is pretty much going against commandment number two.
Three.
Crystal is top of the line, though.
Three is remember the Sabbath.
Okay.
Black Sabbath.
Remember to keep the Holy Lord's Day. Four,
Iron
honor your
Man
mother
is
and
a
father.
Good song.
Your mother
father. Three is, say that again.
Three is remember keep the Lord's Day, like keep the Sabbath holy.
Sabbath, yes.
Four is honor your mother and father.
Five is kill,
Five
right?
Five is you shall not kill. Six is you shall not commit adultery.
I think that would be more towards the top three.
Yeah, this is.
Is this in order?
You can't commit adultery. Seven, you shall not steal. Eight, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor.
What does that mean?
False rat, fake news.
No,
that shit's happening.
What does that mean?
It's fake news. False witness, lying.
Oh, okay.
Lying about people.
Oh, you shall not lie.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Democrat,
yeah, right?
Nine.
I kind of like that. I'm happy you said
you
that.
You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, and then number ten is you shall not covet your neighbor's goods.
What about cucking your neighbor's wife?
That's different. That's the way you said.
Okay.
But what if it's not your neighbor? What if it's somebody down the street?
With consent.
Like, what if you don't live near them?
I think that only. I think Mr. Rogers only follows that.
True.
That only applies to Mr. Rogers.
You know, they say that Mr. Rogers wore like that sweater thing because like he was getting covered in tattoos.
It was false.
No,
I'm serious.
I don't believe
that. He was a preacher.
Well, here's the thing about Mr. Rogers.
I mean, he didn't get tattoos.
No, but my parents
I'll kill you.
All right, you know my parents. Zen's met them. So, they're nice people.
Yeah, they are nice people.
I never understood as a child they would not let me watch Mr. Rogers. Because my mom, she told me later in life, she goes, I thought he was a child molester. Like, she was like, I didn't want
you
to watch him.
He gives off a rapey vibe.
Yeah.
He was a good man.
No, you know what it was?
My mom would come in and turn off the TV and tell me to go, like, ride my bike.
You ever hear what he says? You ever seen that? Like, it's like,
won't you be my neighbor or shit?
No, there's a YouTube thing where he shows like all the creepy things he said.
Oh, if you put him back to back, I don't even want to see
Mr. Rogers is a really fucking good person.
And he talks.
No, watch. I'm gonna bring this up
And he talks like this. He goes, "I love you. I just wanna hold you.
Fuck you in your rave.
I wanna touch you. I wanna touch you in places that
you are sounding like Michael Jackson right now.
That's what he sounds like.
You know what? I feel like Mr. Rogers was actually just a genuinely good guy. But, like, it's weird to be that nice to other people's kids.
Yeah, it's weird.
Like, I work with kids all the time, and you can't be too nice to kids. You know what I mean? Like, you got to be cool with them. Like, you know, high five me, buddy. Boom.
Yeah, that's weird.
Have a good one. But you can't be like, you look so handsome. You can't, like, say shit. You can't do that. It's not good.
It's so weird when, like, somebody comes up to your kid.
And says what? Wait, hold
on. I want to molest the I want to touch you and lick you, keep you safe and warm.
Mr. Rogers responded to every piece of fan mail.
That's pretty.
You're my special friend.
Wait, hold on.
He call you his special friend.
I need a special friend in my life.
Isn't that why you joined the Boy Scouts?
I just want to hold you and hug you, make you.
How about this?
Oh, no. That line right there, that's awful.
How about this? Michael Keaton got his start on the show.
Yeah, I'll stop.
I have the feeling.
Go ahead, Michael Keaton.
Like
Michael Keaton was a puppeteer on the show.
Was he? Well, he had his hand on Mr. Rogers' ass.
Michael Keaton got his start on the Mr. Rogers show.
He was really a puppeteer?
I don't know why I got
all
rappy.
Wait, is this the remix?
It's always. You can't find anything on YouTube.
That is super creepy, I'm sorry.
Leave him alone, bro.
That's the one person you defend on this whole show ever. That's the only person you've ever defended in this podcast. In 5 years.
They did a study. Kids who watched Mr. Rogers retained more than those who watched Sesame Street.
Yeah, they retained semen in their
ass. His mom knitted all of his sweaters.
What?
He was colorblind.
Like a.
What does that have to do with anything?
All perverts are colorblind.
Is that bad for him? Like, oh, shit.
Mr. Rogers gave George Romero his first paying gig.
Romero from The Dawn of the Dead.
That's right.
I'm going to give you some money.
What does that have to do with
Why don't children? You scare the children? Scare them. Why don't you scare them?
Say they run into my room.
I like the when you scare
Mr.
them,
Rogers
you can steal
dude,
their life force.
He just really liked his sweaters.
He can steal their essence.
I'm watching that show Nosferatu, and I feel like Mr. Rogers was Nosferatu.
What's Nosferatu?
It's a vampire show. It's fucking awesome. Nobody gets bit.
It's supposed to be like a different take on Dracula.
It's really
it's
weird.
Really good.
I think it's AMC or FX. But anyway, so really quickly because I don't want to just talk about another show.
Well, we got it. Yeah, we good.
No, but he's like this weird vampire that looks old like Nosferatu sometimes, but every time he gets a kid in his car, he gets really young. And he becomes like his 20-year-old healthy
sex. Oh, nice.
So he has to do this repeatedly, and he brings him to Christmas Land. Oh,
no, 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 no.
Nobody ever gets bit.
They
but
just
the
get
kids,
sucked.
All of a sudden, the kids, you see them, and they got these crazy fucking Nosferatu teeth. Like those Whoa. those old school vampire teeth.
Right.
They're almost like square.
Right.
Shit like that. What? Dude, it's a weird, weird take.
I'm down on it.
It's really cool. I'm a huge fan, and he's got a rival. There's a girl that could cross a bridge that's not really there. I know this sounds very weird.
Yeah.
But she's being brought to, like, where these kids have been abducted, and she's starting to figure shit out. There's still a few episodes
left. Is this in
left.
Present day?
Yes.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
It's present day, and he drives around in, like, a 1968 Rolls Royce, and the license plate
that's
is
G-shit.
NOS for R2. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But the car...
Hashtag Vat Dracula?
But the car has, like, powers.
Tony Mondragula?
The car has powers.
It's Knight Rider?
It's like instead of a vampire biting your neck, this guy gets you in the backseat of the car, and the car drains your life and gives it to him.
Okay.
Gay!
I just figured that out recently. It takes a while to figure this
so
out.
So wait a second. So who are the kids?
He has human... He has one human, like, henchman.
Okay, like a familiar?
Like a janitor at a school. That right. kind of looks like you, actually.
Wow.
Like
Paul Bearer?
He kind of has
I'll
a Zen...
I'll kill you.
He's got a Zenhauser vibe.
You don't look like Paul Bearer.
He does have a Zenhauser vibe.
Oh,
and it's funny because the
my
last
Zenhauser.
Episode, they do like a prequel, and they show him kill his own parents.
Oh, nice.
It's really weird stuff.
They probably fucked him.
But he thinks he's doing good work. He thinks the parents are dirty because there was... condoms in the mom's garbage.
Right.
Oh, no.
So he killed the mother.
He's doing
and
the Lord's
took
work.
The kid.
Right.
He's a simpleton.
He's a vigilante Dracula.
He's a moron.
No, he's not a Dracula. The guy has his henchmen. It's a human. He's a janitor at a high school. But that's it. I mean, we don't need to keep talking about
that's
it.
That's cool.
But it's
no,
really
check it out.
Cool.
If you don't check out the Creepy Corner, check out Nosferatu on FX.
Yeah, it's a little
sounds
better
good
than
to
ours.
Me. No, we're rocking this one. This podcast had everything. It had adventure. It had sea battles. It had all kinds of great stuff.
A lot of racism.
A little bit, not too much. I know we're down. We're down on our
we're
racism.
We're dialing it down. It was like a three.
We'll
today.
Pick that up next week. Sorry, folks.
Our anti-Semitic anti-Semitic reporter wasn't here today. Can I tell you the update you on all the Jew conspiracies?
You know who's responsible?
Hey, the Jews. If you say his name three times, I wrote that. You saw what I wrote?
I forgot what, like, somebody on Twitter said that. It was somebody. What is it? The
cunt.
Cunt.
The Compound Media Union.
But you sent him the naked picture that Carmen sent.
I sent everybody the naked picture, yeah.
You should fuck him.
I put it on Twitter.
He should not send that
if
he doesn't
listen,
expect it.
Anything I've ever sent has been used against me on the show.
Listen, it's free domain.
It's the way it is, right.
Once
it hits our group chat,
it's like singing happy birthday. Right. Like, you don't got to pay royalties.
As long as it won't get us in trouble with anybody with our personal lives.
No, I don't care if we get in trouble with him.
What I'm saying is, as long as it doesn't, you know, contradict any sort of relationship statuses you have.
I actually, but I wanted to compliment your response on Twitter with that picture because it was pretty amazing.
Oh, thank you.
I saw it. I laughed quite a bit. And they liked it, too. They said Carmen three times.
Yeah.
Like Candyman.
Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, you start smelling Fruit Loop vape.
No, they didn't say Carmen. They said Carmen. Fruit Loop vape. They didn't say Carmen three times. They said the Creepy Corner three times.
Oh, that's right.
Which is
but
even better.
The promise was that Carmen would show up and
right and poop on your podcast.
And poop on their podcast. Yeah. And smell like vape.
As flicking the knife in and out.
He does do that a lot.
He looks like when he's naked, he looks like that monster from the Warner Brothers cartoons, the big red.
Oh, Just Add Water? He hangs out with the alien, Marvin Martian?
The one that's all just all red.
Just Add Water, yeah.
Did you hit the...
Just Add Water. That's what. Just Add Carmen.
Did you hit the live button on it?
No.
That's the best part.
Oh, he's doing duck face?
Yes, because Carmen freaked out after he sent it to me because he's like, I didn't realize it was live. Because he put the timer on it, jumped on the bed, and sent it to me.
That's hysterical. And,
but the live one, you don't see his cock. He was already tucked in by the time the picture was taken. But he's doing duck face.
Yeah,
real bad. Oh, dude. All right, we'll watch it later. But it's and so he came Because I was upset he did
he
that.
He came?
Like,
I didn't get that.
Listen, he came to my barbershop afterwards, and I was like, you know what? Just to pay him back. You just did it on Twitter.
Right.
But I showed everybody I worked with his picture. So he walked in, and everybody just laughed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And it was with his son. It was hysterical. Yeah. And his son, I don't know if his son,
his son doesn't know.
On.
There's no way his son knows. He wouldn't do that.
He might.
He wouldn't.
Dude, his son's going to be funnier than all of us.
No,
he grew up with
I won't doubt
weird
that.
Autistic dad.
But I'm sure he protect. I'm sure he tries to keep that shit away from his kid.
I don't know about
hey,
that.
Hey, you want to see your dad's hairy body?
You shouldn't be making it public then, man. That's your own fault. That's your own fault. That's what he gets. That's what he gets for sending out poops. You know what I mean? Tons and tons of poops.
I don't know if he's going to have his dad's hairy body, though, because he's got his mom's, you know, his mom's side. He might have like that slick, you know, that ebony hairless body.
I cut the kid's hair. He's going to have a hairy back.
He's going to be a hairy
kid. Yeah. He already does a little bit. Like, it's like that little kid hair.
Right.
But like it's gonna turn
fluff.
Into grown man hair.
Oh, that's
oh,
good.
Yeah.
He's got, you know,
oh, I got
like
it
father,
too.
Like
I got it too. Listen,
too.
It's sexy.
I got a hairy back.
It's sexy.
What, your hair wings?
Yep, my angel wings.
Nah.
Yes, that's what I call them.
You can call whatever you want.
On that note, thank you for listening to Creepy
fun.
Corner, everybody, and listen to the Pressman Hour. They're gonna release it this weekend.
Yep. I think so. A couple
Do
of days.
Do you guys know
probably.
Like the name of the episode or anything?
No, but you'll see it on Twitter. If you want to follow the Pressman Hour, I think it's called at Pressman Hour.
You'll follow it.
Check them out. And check
you'll
out Stacey Pressman and Angela O'Reilly. They're really great people. They're really funny.
Great supporters of the show.
Yeah, they're our buddies. We like them.
Yes. I'm a big fan.
And check out our at the Creep Fest on Twitter. Check out our Instagram, The Creepy Corner.
And make sure you find Carmen's picture on Twitter that we put up.
Gay!
And keep in mind, we have a video show next week with might be a special guest. We'll announce later on. Once
very
we
special guest.
Once we confirm.
This I might don't want to. Yeah, I don't want to jinx it.
It's the Pope.
It's
kind of.
It's
yeah,
the Pope.
Yeah, he's going to release a dove on our show.
Right.
And yeah, and Carmen's going to ruin it somehow.
Carmen's going to eat it.
You know, that's a Jew dove.
Hey, you know that the Pope is really a Jew reptile? But we love you guys. Shout out to all our fans. Thank you for being our fans. Some of you are a little crazy, and we love that about you. If everyone's seen
I
Nasty,
love our crazy
I'm looking
fans.
For Nasty Dope. I don't know where
what
it
happened
is.
To him.
I don't know. Maybe
Nasty, what the fuck, Bo? Well, like, did he? Wait,
I bet
did
you,
he get banned?
I think
again?
He's just under a different name, and I don't know if he's keeping his shit.
But he's not touching base with us, and
right.
I'm a little insulted.
Usually, you can tell who he is real quick.
He also needs to make a tile, a ceramic
a
art
Murph
tile of Murph. Murph is not on my wall. We're doing the audio one at the apartment in Yonkers, and the Creepy Corner has four of us, and one of us doesn't exist anymore. But the Danny one is one of my favorite ones.
It's a great one.
So I'm going to keep it there. But
have
Murphy
just,
needs
have
to go.
Just duct tape a picture of me on top of that. Like you did on YouTube.
Although I do kind of love that our YouTube pictures.
Yeah, I'm not
you.
Crazy about it. But hey, fuck
he didn't
me,
duct
right?
Tape, did he tuck tape it?
No.
He just photoshopped it in. Yeah. It'd be great if he just used like a piece of scotch tape and just put his fucking face
you just
on
see
it.
The top and the bottom.
Yeah, so funny. Cool. It's not even like cut. It's not even cut properly. It's just square.
No. That actually would be much funnier.
That would be great.
That would be much funnier.
Yeah.
Why don't we do that? Can we print it out and then duct tape Murphy's face on it and take another picture?
We should do that.
Bother me.
All right.
That'd be great on a T-shirt.
But Nasty. Come on. What the fuck, bro?
Check us all out, man. Mad love.
Don's number one in our book.
Yeah.
That motherfucker.
Don gets us in a little trouble sometimes because he loves us so much and we love him back. So that's all.
Don
that's
does
works.
More for us on social media
he's
than
great.
We do.
Oh, he's amazing.
Wow. He's
he is.
Good.
He really
he's
does.
He's pretty good.
He really does. He retweets everything. He hypes us up when we want to try
course.
To promote something. And
he
yeah,
mentions
you're great,
us
man.
To other people.
You definitely always got a friend in us, Don. We're always going to be there to try to make
I,
you
if
laugh.
If Don ever comes to New York, he's coming on.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to take him out. We're going to get him wasted and laid.
Oh, Murphy's going to take care of that.
Yeah,
but he has to wear a gimp mask.
Murphy's going to fuck him?
Like the one
no.
with the zipper mouth from like Pulp
I'm
going to
throw him in the pool.
All right, Don. Murphy promised to throw you in the pool.
All right, guys. Have a great night.
Thank you for listening.